Straight ahead on the final Tuesday morning, Jim, in the AM Sports Update of 2024, we review a light week in Yeshiva League sports and set you up for the last few games before tests and winter break. All that and more coming right up. Good morning, I'm Elliot Weisselberg. We start off in hockey, where only two games were played this past week. In varsity, Hafter dominated Magen David. The Hawks improved to 9-2, 3 points clear of Hank for the second bye spot in the East. Both teams will be in action this coming week, as third place Hank will face North Shore, currently tied in fourth with Flatbush, while Hafter will have a challenge facing division-leading DRS. The Wildcats eked out a 3-2 victory over the Hawks in Hafter earlier this year, and will look to clinch the division with a win over their rivals at home next Monday night. Speaking of clinching, we can have all 12 of our playoff teams decided, as out west, Kushner, MTA, and Ramaz will all have opportunities to clinch based on results this week, while in the East, YDE can lock up the final open seed. Moving over to JV hockey, Hafter knocked off MTA 6-1. The Hawks finished their season at a colorful 4-3-1-2, currently in the fourth and final JV playoff spot. They currently sit 2 points above YDE and 4 above TABC, but the record takes their finish out of their own hands, as a tie in points to either would eliminate Hafter due to extra wins that the Hawks won't have because of points earned in ties and overtime losses. How they fare can be determined this week, though, as YDE will meet SAR Thursday night in YDE's season finale, where anything but a win eliminates YDE, and SAR will host TABC on Monday night, where anything but a win will eliminate TABC. So if you're Hafter, your New Year's wish is a sweep on the week for the Sting. Moving over to varsity basketball, with three results on the past week. In the East, Flatbush defeated Hank, while Rambam took an upset loss to Waterbury. Flatbush's win clinched a playoff berth for the Falcons, but the Ravens' loss prevented them from doing the same. Instead, YDE can accomplish the task with a win over Waterbury on Thursday, the same night Rambam will face off with division-leading DRS. Out west, Hillel knocked off Kushner to move a step closer to a berth. Also looking to move closer to berths are Heschel and Ramaz, currently in a battle for the West 6th position. Ramaz will square off with Or Yisroel, while Heschel will go face-to-face with MTA, who is in the thick of a race at the top of the West. Finally, in JV basketball, two results in the East. Hank and Magen David each stayed in the hunt for the second bye slot. Hank knocked off Rambam, while Magen David defeated YDE 53-44, as both teams improved to 6-2, one win behind DRS. Hank can pull even with the Wildcats with a win over Hafter on Monday. Hank will need to win its final two games and have DRS lose their last game in order for the Hurricanes to have a shot at the 2 seed. Meanwhile, out west, an important contest at the top of the West, as Frisch and TABC square off again, with Frisch needing only a win to lock up the West top seed. A TABC win will lock the 2 in a tie at a 7-2 record, but will give JEC a chance to thunder in on the two schools with a game left between the Storm and JEC at the end of the year. The other contest will see SAR and Kushner do battle, as SAR looks to make a late season push to host a first round playoff game, while Kushner is merely playing out the string. And that was your Tuesday morning JM in the AM Sports Update. We'll see you in 2025.